This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 18, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Alitalia has been sold to Air France KLM. If you're Italian, this is a little hard to take, especially when you find out the selling price of $1.7 billion in the buyer's stock works out to one share in Air France KLM for every 160 shares in Alitalia. That's about 0.10 euro per share, or an 80% discount from Alitalia's Friday closing stock price. But after more than a year of demands by Italian politicians that didn't pencil out for any prospective buyer, even the diehards are conceding this had to be done. Approval by the government is not a slam dunk. Air France KLM has made it clear it will drastically cut operations at Milan, which has won the dubious distinction of worst airport in the world in surveys. Union approval will also not come easily, as some workforce consolidation will be needed to make the operation profitable. Even if it's approved, some analysts believe Alitalia is too far gone to be saved. Stay tuned. Delta Airlines says its biggest expense, fuel, has risen 85% in cost in the past year, and the airline will announce changes to its business plan within the next few days. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports Chief Executive Richard Anderson broke the news Friday to employees, some of whom may not have a role in that new plan. Anderson says Delta will discontinue several domestic routes that are unprofitable at current fuel prices, try to pass fuel costs on to customers before requiring sacrifices from employees, and will tell workers more on its internal website. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin is taking a pragmatic, if potentially controversial, position on America's presence in space. In a recent interview with the Houston Chronicle, Griffin admits China will probably beat the U.S. back to the moon. He says he's fine with that. Quote, "I will raise my hand and say I do not want another space race." Griffin says that in the long run, the massive effort to be first to the moon with Apollo did more harm than good. Quote, "What happens when you do that is you tend to get a short period of intense funding, and then the attention goes away, funding dissipates, and it's like an army dealing with a retreat. The hardest thing to do in military circles is manage an effective retreat," unquote. Griffin says the U.S. needs to develop a policy on what use we expect to make of space in human affairs. The Marine Corps' VH-3D helicopter fleet, used to ferry the U.S. president around, includes aircraft 33 years old. So whatever happened to the new VH-71s that were supposed to replace them? Well, the term is mission creep. On top of the original requirements to carry 14 passengers and a command center up to handling a nuclear attack, armor, anti-missile defenses, and a bathroom, Lockheed has told program supporters the U.S. Navy added 1,900 additional requirements since the contract was awarded. Navy spokeswoman Stephanie Vendrasco responds, quote, "It's not the truth. It's a myth, and it's becoming a legend," unquote. John J. Young, Jr., the current Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, does admit, quote, "The Navy and industry team did not clearly realize the full implications of the White House requirements. Redesign work is driving significant cost growth into the program," unquote. And so, the VH-3Ds soldier on. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. A former Luftwaffe pilot makes a startling confession. A Navy T-34 is down in Alabama. And Southwest's oldest 737s may be history. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today my guest is Bruce Landsberg, Executive Director of the AOPA Air Safety Foundation. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.